SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, Julian Assange freed after a judge approves a plea deal with US prosecutors. Australia to support the Solomon Islands police force in a bid to strengthen security ties. And in football, Argentina becomes the first team to make it to the Copa America quarterfinals. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS newsroom. A judge has approved a plea deal between Julian Assange and United States prosecutors, ending the WikiLeaks founder's 14-year legal ordeal. The plea deal involves a criminal case involving the dissemination of classified US documents, including war logs and diplomatic cables that detailed US wrongdoings in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 52-year-old Australian journalist was flown to Saipan in the northern Mariana Islands before entering the plea deal on Wednesday morning. Addressing the court, Mr. Assange says he believes the Espionage Act, under which he was charged, contradicts First Amendment rights but accepts that encouraging sources to provide classified information for publication can be unlawful. Mr. Assange's US lawyer, Barry Pollock, spoke outside the court after the sentencing.
He has, I think, spurred an important discussion in the United States about how to balance national security and freedom of the press. He has standed by his principles, putting up with detention in the embassy, incarceration in a high-security prison. I hope that every one of us would have the courage to stand by our ideals the way Mr. Assange has. And so I certainly hope he feels that he has left a powerful legacy.
The coalition says the higher-than-expected increases to inflation is proof of the Labor Party's failings. The consumer price index increased by 4% in the last 12 months, up from 3.6% in April. Spending on housing, food, non-alcoholic beverages, transport, alcohol and tobacco were the biggest contributors to this figure. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the latest figures are an indictment on both the Prime Minister and the Treasurer.
Labor is hurting Australians. Labor is failing Australians. These numbers tell the story of a government that simply doesn't understand what causes inflation and what to do about it. And it's worth highlighting what we've seen in the numbers that came out today, with core inflation sitting on 4.4% in the last 12 months, up from 4.1%. That's inflation going up, not just prices going up, inflation going up.
Australia is going to help prop up the Solomon Islands police force as a first step in the strengthening of security and stability. During a meeting with both the Solomon's delegation and the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Solomon Islands Prime Minister Mr. Manale raised expanding the police force to 3,000 officers. The Australian government is keen to charm the Solomon Islands following former Prime Minister Manasa Sogavare's security pact with China. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia has historically played a role in training and delivering support for the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force.
Australian Pacific nations are well placed to meet the security needs of our region. We regard security as the job of our Pacific family. As we demonstrated during the Solomon Islands historic joint elections in April, when Australia worked with Papua New Guinea, New Zealand and Fiji to assist the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force with election-related security and logistics.
A contentious ban on live sheep exports has passed the lower house and is now set for a showdown in the Senate. The proposal, which will see live sheep exports in Australia brought to an end by May 2028, has sparked anger from farmers who say their lives will be seriously impacted by the changes. The coalition is accusing the government of racing through the proposals without consultation and pledges to reinstate the industry if it's elected. The Labor government made a pledge to end end the industry in Australia following concerns about animal rights after thousands of sheep died from heat stress while travelling to the Middle East. To sport now, Argentina has become the first team to make it to the Copa America quarterfinals after a late game strike from Lautaro Martinez earned them a 1-0 Group A victory over Chile. After a cautious opening, Argentina took the reins but managed to miss several opportunities to score. As the game drew to a close, Argentina made up for their missed chances as substitute Martinez jumped on a rebound from the corner and scored in the 88th minute. Argentina have now secured a top two spot in the group and are up for the position of defending champions. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.